Sri Lankan government officials say the date for the presidential election is January 26th. That leaves little time for formal campaigning, but the island nation's opposition parties have been anticipating a formal announcement for some months. President Mahinda Rajapaksa is hoping for a mandate from the people in wake of this year's crushing defeat of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, which ended a devastating quarter-century civil war. The two main rival opposition parties are indicating they will support Sarat Fonseca. The just-retired general led the army during the final three-year offensive against the LTTE rebels. Rifts emerged between the president and the general after the war's end, with General Fonseca accusing Mr. Rajapaksa of sidelining him and falsely suspecting him of planning a coup. A top analyst, Pakiasote Saravanamutu, who heads the Center for Policy Alternatives in Colombo, tells VOA News General Fonseca could pose a strong challenge to the president.
That calculation is based on General Fonseca also being able to claim credit for the victory against the LTTE. So in terms of the wider population, and particularly the majority community, I think the two are seen as people who were architects of the victory against the LTTE. The issue is going to be as to how the minorities are going to vote.
The Tamil and Muslim minorities make up about one-fourth of the electorate and thus could hold the balance of power in a close election. Analysts say the president could try to increase his support by raising wages for public sector workers and creating new government jobs. But such moves might be difficult under terms recently imposed by the International Monetary Fund as part of a $2.6 billion loan. Center for Policy Alternatives Executive Director Saravanamutu expects voters may be looking at other key issues besides the struggling economy.
It looks like the way the campaign is heading at the moment that it's going to be much more based on issues of constitutional reform, qualities and experience in terms of leadership, what happens with regard to the North and East, as opposed to the economy per se.
Mr. Rajapaksa, a left-of-center politician, was elected president in 2005 with the support of Marxists and Sinhalese nationalists. Fonseca was the first serving officer to be appointed a four-star general in Sri Lanka. 3 years ago, he survived an attempt on his life by a Tamil Tiger suicide bomber. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.